As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What is up, Katie? Seriously, go see Katie and the crew, Smith Indoor Garden. They got you taken care of. Big, sticky, shock absorber size buds and everything in between. Go see them. Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. How's that Snoop Dogg, Will Ferrell, or Will Ferrell song? Not Will Ferrell. Well, you know, Ferrell, right? That Hotel Holiday, right?
You don't have to say he does it.
Hotel Motel. Well,
he's good at it.
I have a new version of it. It's called Hotel Protest Holiday Inn.
What?
A drunk British guy returned to his hotel after a long night of drinking and staged a one-man protest outside the entrance because the staff wouldn't let him in. But here's the thing. They had a perfectly good reason for not letting this drunk British guy in. He was at the wrong hotel. No. This is where I'm staying, and you gotta let me in. No, sir. This is not your hotel. Yes, it is. I know for a fact this is my hotel.
What's going on? All right. Straighten this out for us.
After arguing with the staff and demanding to be allowed into his room, the man decided to take the protest to the streets. He chose to lay down on the pavement and stay there until he was allowed into the hotel. Police were eventually called, and they picked him up and escorted him to the correct hotel that he was booked at. That was probably an awkward ride when he got to the
hotel.
I'm sorry, guys. This is my hotel.
Yeah. All right, what do we got to do, Brock? What do we got to do to clean the streets up? We need, you know what? We need like a protester Batman. You know what I'm saying? Somebody we can call where it's like, hey, this guy can just come and just start swinging on you. Just start knocking people out. You know, here he is.
We'll see. No,
we need that guy. We need somebody to the rescue. A Ghostbuster, but a pro-buster.
A pro-buster?
Boom!
Here's the thing, though, is that just one guy out there protest. That's not a protest. That's a tantrum. Here's just a drunk guy tantrum. So I don't know if a protest man who goes around and, you know, breaks people's protest signs and tell them, hey,
breaks people's
get out
job
of here. Go find something else to do.
Go find a job. Boom.
I don't think he'll cover this, but.
Wham!
You know, yeah.
I'm just saying. I don't know. People, you can't. It shouldn't be legal to just be like standing there all day. Screaming.
To be fair to this guy, we've all been at that point when we've been wrong, but because we're drunk, we think we're right. We are dead set.
Stay in your house, dude. Like, I don't know, punch a wall or something. Don't go in public.
But see, no, he was in a hotel. So that's the problem. He was in a hotel, and you can't do that. Well, technically, he wasn't in a hotel because he was at the wrong hotel. He had to wait till he get to. But then, I think what we need is just take it easy on this guy. Let's all just have a little empathy for the drunk man who thought he was correct because we've all been there, Hunter. You can't tell me that you haven't been a little snookered.
But, dude, I get all upset and I'll just like go for a walk. You know,
technically
walk out into that field, dude.
Technically, this guy did go for a walk. He just went back and forth the same spot and then laid down.
You got to keep going.
I like his style of protest because he was drunk, he's like, I'm going to lay here, okay? This is where I'm going
to
lay.
Dude, it gets to that point. Yeah. Where he's just like, I'm laying down in front of cars. You can't, nope. Until one of these guys gets hit. Oh!
This is my hotel, and I'm going to stay here until you fix it. Yeah. I'm going to give this guy a little bit of leeway just because all the times I've been drunk and thought I was correct, like 100% correct. And then Google comes along and proves me wrong. And then I'm like, no, Google's wrong.
Love it when you're wrong.
Google's wrong. Anyway, hotel protest holiday. All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.